Critics of the new welfare reform law have predicted that the states won't be able to afford to take over responsibility for welfare from the federal government. But a new survey of state economies largely undermines that argument. The study concludes that over the past few years, most states have cut costs, reduced the size of government, and still managed to put money in the bank. In other words, they're generally as healthy as they've been in decades. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
Several years ago, the state of Kansas asked itself the following hypothetical question.
If the federal government balanced the budget in the number of years that they said they were going to, including welfare reform, what kinds of money would we be getting from them?
Gloria Timmer, director of the Kansas State Budget Office, says her state was in average financial shape at the time the study was ordered. Timmer remembers the state's reaction to the news that pending federal cutbacks could cost Kansas $40 million a year.
We panicked. We were scared, and it was time to do something.
That was 2 years ago. Today, the state of Kansas has a smaller, stingier government, a rate of increased spending that's well below the national inflation rate, very low unemployment, and a 10% surplus at the end of the fiscal year. Ray Shupak, executive director of the National Governors Association, says Kansas isn't the only state that's prepared itself for welfare reform and a balanced federal budget, not according to the association's annual fiscal survey of the states.
The major finding of the survey is that states are in very sound fiscal shape this year. This has been caused partly by the strength of the economy, which has generated good revenue growth, and the fact that governors have held down the rate of spending.
Around the country, Shupak says, states have been laying off employees, eliminating departments, and hiring outside contractors to run some of the departments that are left. Medicaid costs have been unexpectedly low. Tax revenues have been unexpectedly high.
Regionally, it breaks down very similar to what we've witnessed over the last couple of years, where New England and the Mid-Atlantic continue to struggle somewhat. The Southwest, Southeast, Rocky Mountains doing relatively well, and California seems to be coming back relatively strongly.
In general, says Shupak, the states are as ready as they'll ever be to handle welfare reform and other program cuts linked to a balanced federal budget. But there are some important caveats. National tax cuts could prove to be very hard on the 40-plus states whose local tax rates are tied to the federal equations. Welfare reform could be a problem 3 or 4 years down the line as state costs rise. There's also the threat of a recession. Frank Shafroth of the National League of Cities says few states are prepared to deal with that.
Some firms today are far quicker in anticipating downturns, so they lay people off. That turnaround can be like a thunderstorm coming through.
In all of these states, there are activist groups who argue that the cuts have been too deep already, people who favor much more spending on everything from schools to low-income housing. But Shupak thinks there's little chance that the states will veer in that direction soon.
Basically, I think you continue to have a conservative wind blowing out in the states. So I think that they will continue to make those investments that are critical, but I don't see any real boom in terms of school construction or highways. It's essentially the feeling is that you can't go back to the voters anymore and raise taxes, that you've really got to keep spending down.
Shupak says there's one trend that may be irreversible at this point. Over the last 3 years, states have cut taxes by a total of $10 billion. He expects the pressure for more cuts like those to grow in the years ahead. I'm John Nielsen in Washington.